Beneficiary news. Nora Elizabeth Neal. Nora Elizabeth Neal, in between brackets, Nee Peterson, was the widow of Leslie Mervyn Neal, born 2 September 1921 in Cape Town. He had three sisters and a brother. Leslie's parents and siblings eventually immigrated through to England and his sister Margaret to southern Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe. He was trained as a shoe machinist at Oak Sole Shoe Company and worked there until he joined the armed forces on 7 August 1940 and served as a bombardier in Egypt. There he sustained severe burns during an explosion. A photo of Nora Neal is displayed. He was discharged from active service on 14 May 1946 and was employed as a market constable by the city of Cape Town on 2 July 1946. He moved to the Epping Market when this establishment was relocated there from their old premises in Cape Town. He was promoted to assistant market supervisor on 1 November 1950 and was boarded due to failing eyesight. As a market inspector on 29 February 1976. He died on 17 April 1992 and was buried from St. Margaret's Anglican Church, Paro. Nora was born in Cape Town on 15 March 1922. She moved to Paro with her parents, Manuel and Edith, and has two brothers, Robert and Peter. Nora trained as a milliner and joined the SAWAAF on 28 September 1941 and was stationed in Pretoria. She was discharged from duty on 30 April 1946. Living in peril, one road away from each other, it was inevitable that Leslie and Nora would meet. They married at the Paro Catholic Church on 20 December 1947. They continued to live in Paro and had seven children. Their eldest son, Michael, did not survive infancy. Leslie and Nora were active members of the local Kelly's Eye Moth organizations, where Nora served as the treasurer of the Women's Auxiliary for many years. They were both long-standing blood donors, and in later years, once Nora had returned to work at OK Bazaars in Paro, she was often collected by the WP Blood Transfusion Service when a rare blood group was needed for a newborn urgently requiring a blood transfusion at birth. When Leslie was no longer able to drive due to complete loss of sight, Nora, then in her 50s, started driving lessons. She made numerous attempts at getting a driver's license, and it was only granted to her after she promised to never attempt parallel parking on a busy street. Leslie traded as much-loved Chevy 2 for a little blue VW Beetle for Nora, which she drove for a good few years before selling it to one of her grandsons. Nora was an avid knitter in her younger years and turned out many jerseys, cardigans, and socks for a growing family. She also continued to dabble in the art of millinery and always had a good hat to wear to church in the days it was still fashionable to do so. She made delicious brawn and was famous for Christmas cakes, which often travelled overseas, tucked away in a suitcase of a family member visiting friends and relatives in England. When her youngest son Paul was stationed at Grahamstown to complete his basic army training, his staff sergeant always checked for any parcels from home containing a fruitcake. For a number of years, Nora enjoyed being involved in many of the organizations and societies that were active at the Catholic Church in Paro. She eventually sold the family home to Paul and moved to Noah Home in Paro. After having a serious colon operation in 1994, she spent some years living with each of her children. After spending a little while at the Jubilee Home in Goodwood, she decided in 2002 to join her sister-in-law, Margaret, at the Ladies Christian Home in Cape Town. When she became too frail to care for herself, she was moved from her room to the frail care facility. There she continued to enjoy popular TV soapies. Nora loved reading and continued to do so into her 90s. She became well known for a sarcastic wit, which resulted in the nursing staff teasing her just to see her reaction. Her first inquiry to anyone who came to visit her, "Haven't you got a sweetie?" Her mental and physical capabilities deteriorated after a number of small strokes and falls. She received regular visits from the St. Dunstan's Association, who also continued to support her financially as the widow of a war veteran who had sustained injuries to his eyes during active duty. While she was still strong enough, she would enjoy spending weekends with her children or being taken for a drive to enjoy coffee and cake. But as the years passed, this became increasingly difficult, and Christmas and birthdays had to be celebrated with her at her nursing home. She died peacefully on 31 July 2017 at the age of 95, surrounded by her family. One of the last songs she could remember and sing was the old tune, "Show Me the Way to Your Home." Her creator truly came to show her the way to the home he had prepared for her after a long life of faithful service. MHDS RAP. Elaine Margaret Lawrence. Elaine Margaret Lawrence, between brackets, Nee Hildik, was born on 16 January 1917 in Bloemfontein, where her father, a professional photographer, owned a studio. Elaine was the eldest of five siblings. A photo of Elaine is displayed. The family moved to Pretoria, where Elaine spent most of her childhood and attended primary and high school. Elaine was a shy child but showed considerable artistic and musical talent. She was given a boudoir grand piano for her 21st birthday. Elaine's mother died when Elaine was 18, a deeply sad and difficult time, leaving her to run the family home and become mother to a younger sister, only 5 at the time of the mother's passing. The family moved to Johannesburg, where Elaine worked in an office, played social tennis and attended dances robed in slinky evening dresses, all the while taking care of the family. In 1941, her eldest brother returned home on leave from the Air Force with a friend who was to become the love of her life, Guy. Due to the uncertainties of the war, they didn't marry until 1943. Guy, then an instructor, was stationed at Port Alfred Air Base, and city girl Elaine happily moved to a small cottage very close to the beach and coped with living in a tiny village without the mod cons of the city to which she was accustomed. A year later, Guy was posted to Italy, and Elaine, expecting their first child, went to live with her mother-in-law. Lindsay was born in 1945 while Guy was away. The reunion once the war was over was wonderful. The young family moved to Springs, where the second child, Janice, was born, and soon after they moved again, the time to a 5-acre small holding outside Kempton Park, where they spent 6 wonderful years despite having neither electricity nor telephone and relied on a borehole for water and a paraffin stove on which Elaine cooked many wonderful, inventive meals using produce from the garden mixed with her creativity and flair. It was during the seemingly idyllic time that the shadow of Guy's blindness began to fall upon the family, and eventually they were obliged to move to Germiston, where Elaine supported Guy with all the love, strength and determination that characterized her personality. Elaine became Guy's eyes, and for the rest of their lives, they were seldom apart. When their eldest daughter immigrated to Australia with her family, Elaine was devastated. She bravely packed up their home to move once again, this time to join their younger daughter in Cape Town. It was a huge wrench to move to a new city, but once again, Elaine took on the burdens that Guy could not and created a home for them in Pinelands. The next move was to a cottage, number 41 Pinewood Village. Guy's death in 1998 left Elaine deeply bereaved. She gathered her strength once more and moved into cottage number 51 and finally to advanced care, where she passed away in April 2017. Elaine's creativity was channeled into the preparation of beautiful food, knitting and sewing for little girls, and creating beautiful homes and gardens wherever she lived. She had a love for beautiful things and always tried to create a pleasing environment around her and her loved ones. She created tapestries and handmade carpets and knitted for her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. She never shirked in her dedication to supporting her husband in all his endeavors. Elaine had 6 grandchildren, 3 of which are in Australia and 3 great-grandchildren in Cape Town. Her younger sister lives in England. Elaine's dedication to Guy and their life together had been an inspiration to everyone who knew them. She was unfailingly kind, dignified and caring towards others. She smiled in the face of the many difficulties that beset the very old. Her warm, loving spirit was still evident, and the twinkle in her eye when offered chocolate never diminished. Sue Sadler. Diana Wilhelmina Sadler, or Sue as she was known, passed away on 21 July 2017 at the age of 91 at Hermanus Private Hospital. After fracturing her hip and then a couple of years later her knee, she became bedridden. Sue suffered a heart attack in July and passed away 1 week later. Sue was married to St. Dunstan, a Fred Sadler, who passed away in August 2003. They had been married for over 50 years and featured on the cover page of St. Dunstan's newsletter in 2001 in celebration of their golden wedding anniversary. They had 5 children, 4 boys and a daughter, 14 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. Childhood sweethearts Fred and Sue settled in Benoni, where they spent many years before moving to Pilgrim's Rest and later Barberton, where they lived for over 20 years. After their youngest daughter had left home, they moved to Uitenhage and later Hermanus in the early 1990s, where they joined their daughter and grandchildren. After their daughter immigrated to New Zealand in 1998, their son Bruce moved to Hermanus to take care of and look after his aging parents. A photo of Sue Sadler is displayed. Remembered by her children as a loving, caring and deeply religious person who would always help those less fortunate, she will be sadly missed by her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren and friends. From her children: Mum had such an impact on our lives. We will miss her humor and tenacious spirit, a void that can never be filled.